to Chavava Mibes, Mishnah. Tamid Kora Vetisha. Sometimes they come in Tamid. We're talking now only about the part of bringing the Evarim to the Mizbeah. From the Shechita and on. Has 9 Kohanim involved in it. Basara, sometimes 10. Bachadasar, sometimes 11. Bishnemosar, sometimes 12. Lopachasli also. Can't be less than 9 and not more than 12. Ketzad. Atzmo Vetes. Every day the normal amount of Kohanim was 9. Right? There were 4 other things, but they weren't part of the Talmud itself. So altogether there were 13 Kohanim who were involved in the counting the Shechita. We said before there were 12 places to wash, but you didn't need 13 washings. But there were 13 Kohanim, and some say that's a kesher between why we say Rabbi Shmuel Omer, the Shloshes Nido Shator and the Dreshes, after the Karbonos, to hint to this idea of the 13 Kohanim who were involved every day in the Talmud. But in the actual Evarim themselves, only 9. So that's what's called the regular. Let's see, Rashi. Tamid Karab Mishas Halachas Evarim Ve'Elech Kochashim. Counting the Kohanim involved in the Talmud from Halachas Evarim Lekevesh and on. Not what comes before that. Atzmo Bechol Yom Betisha. The Talmud itself needed 9 Kohanim. Chamisha Le'Evarim. 5 of them for Halachas Le'Evarim. Ve'Echad Le'Kirbayim. 1 for the inside. The echad the solus, and 1 brought the flour for the minchas for the mincha. The echad the chavitim, and 1 who brought the kohen gadol's chavitim. The echad liayin, 1 for the nisuch hayayin. So that's altogether 9. The hakar of Elazar ben Yaakov he the less lechad lahalos mikevesh lemizbeach, and this does not go according to Elazar ben Yaakov who held yet another kohen to bring the varim from the kevesh to the mizbeach, right? According to the other man, the Omer, not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the same Kohanim who brought it to the Kevesh brought it to the Mizbeach, so there wasn't any extra Kohanim involved. But according to him, there was 1 extra Kohen who brought all the Evarim to the Mizbeach. So that's a regular, that's 9. Bechag on Sukkot, Biyad Echad, Slochis Shalmayim. Another Kohen had what's it called the water from Nisuch HaMayim, so that was 10. Harikanasara, Bein Harbayim Bachadasar. The Talmud Shal Bein Harbayim had 11 on a regular day. Hu Atzmo Batisha, the same 9 as in the morning. Hu Shnayim Biyodim Shnei Gzira Eitzim, and 2 Kohanim, each one with 1 of the logs to put on the Mizbeah, the special Shnei Gzira Eitzim. B'Shabbos Bachadasar. On Shabbos there was 11. Hu atzmo b'tisha u'shnayim b'yodim shnei b'zichei levon shalechem aponim, and 2 other kohanim, each one had 1 of the b'zichim that they put on the shulchan. From Rashi's mashma there were 2 b'zichim on each marocha. There were 2 marochas, 6 lechamim on each marocha, and it's mashma from Rashi. We'll see in a second that there were 2 b'zichim for each marocha, 4 b'zichim altogether, and each kohen had 2 b'zichim in his head. But Pashas it wasn't like that. Pashas it was 2 bezichim, 1 on each marocha, but it was nikter, both of them were nikter for each marocha. Uveshabbos shebesoch hachag, on Shabbos of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, so you had both of these things. You had the bezichim and the, what's it called, and the nisuch haMayim, right? The chag, biyad achas echad shloches shomayim, so that altogether was 12. That's the most that there could have been. Bechag shetzorah shnei nisachim echad shol yayin veechad shol mayim, said an extra kohen for the nisach hamayim. Biyad kohen echad shlochis achas shol mayim. Bein harbayim shebechol yom shnayim biyodim shnei gezirei eitzim lahosif al atzei amarachal harbosam. 2 other kohanim who had each one a log to put the shnei gezirei eitzim on the mizbeach. Uvigmara yolif la mikra shebein harbayim tzorah hatomid shnei gezirim b'shnei kohanim. The Gemara is going to learn out from a pasuk that Bein Harbayim you need to bring the logs with 2 separate Kohanim. Aval b'shachris loboy sidur shnei gzirim ela b'koin echad. Shachris they also had to bring 2 logs besides the regular maracha. So why didn't you count the extra kohen shachris too? Because yuchsivu bir alei kohen, only 1 kohen brought both logs in the morning, and the afternoon 2 kohanim brought the 2 logs. And we learn from Pesukim. Uveshabbos shebesocha chag harishnei masar. Shabbos chalamoy tzukis, you had the extra ones for the lechem upon him, and the extra ones for the, what's it called, for the nisuch hamayim. The nailer was what's it called altogether 12. Okay. Omer Rab Abba, the isemi rami bar chama, the isemi Rab Yochanan. Ein menaskim mayim b'chag ela b'tamid shel shachar. Nisuch hamayim only took place by the tamid shel shachar, not by the tamid shel bein arbay. Mimai? How do I know that? Midiktani u'b'shabes shevesoch hachag b'yad echot shloches shel mayim. Right? When could you get the most amount of kohanim involved? 12. Only Shabbos chalamoy tzukis. Right? Because then you had both lechem haponim and the shnei bezichim and the what's it called and the shloches of mayim. The isokadaitach betomit shel bein harbayim menaschim b'chol nami mashkachas la. If you held that betomit shel bein harbayim, they also made nisuch hamayim, then even regular day during Sukkot, by tomit shel bein harbayim, you also had 12. You had two kohanim for the gzirei etzim, plus the extra one for the nisuch hamayim, and that would add to 12. So why did it have to give the example of Shabbos chol hamoed to make 12? Even regular chol hamoed, you had 12. Elamai, they didn't make nisuch hamayim by tomit shel bein harbayim. Omer avashi afanan nami tanina ulemanasich omer lo hag beyodecha. Right? We have a Mishnah that supports that. The Mishnah says that they used to tell the person who poured the water on the Mizbeach, pick up your hands so we can see that you're pouring it on the Mizbeach. Shepan echad nosach al gabi raglav. Once there was a tzeduki who didn't believe in nisuch hamayim. So he was a kohen tzeduki. And instead of pouring it on the Mizbeach, he poured it on his feet. V'ragmu kolo am besrogehim. And everybody stoned him with their esrogim. Shema minah, the fact that it mentioned the esrogim, Rashi says, right? Who cares what they stoned them with? They stoned them, right? It comes to tell me an extra halacha that the time when you make nisuch hamayim was only when they had esrogim lulav in the morning, when the ikar zman of netilas lulav. That's what they're called. Somebody asked here, I don't remember who. Down to find out who. Lachara, maybe the chiddush is that they stoned him with esrogim. They used the esrog to stone him. I mean, that was a chiddush. There wasn't a bizui mitzvah. So the Ritva says, what's it called? That's not called bizui mitzvah, right? To stone a tzeduki is the biggest hiddur mitzvah there could be. So mele, there was no chiddush that they stoned him with esrogim. The chiddush was the time. Why did they tell me the time of nisuch hamayim was the time that you're not a lulav? Rashi. Mimai midiktani v'shabbos michlal d'shari mosachag lo mosa shiiton shnei mosa. It's impossible to find 12 kohanim any other time except Shabbos chol hamoed sukkos. The e amras af bein harbayim and ask mayim. If you hold that they made nisuch hamayim even with the tamid shel bein harbayim bechol shel kol yimosachag mashkachas lo yudeis, then even during the week of chol hamoed you had 12 kohanim bein harbayim at the tamid shel bein harbayim. Atzmo b'tisha, you had 9 for the Talmud itself. Shnayim b'yodim shnei gzirim. Between Arbaim, you had to have 2 kohanim for the shnei gzirim. That's an extra kohen. The echad b'yodim shloches shomayim, and 1 with the shloches shomayim. So you had all together, what's it called? 12. Elamai, you didn't have nisuch hamayim by bein Arbaim. Ulemanasech omer es hamayim omer lo hagbeyodecha. The nearest shetera hatzloches l'toch safa shol kesef shalom esbeach. Let's see clearly that you're pouring it into the bowl of silver that was on the mizbeach that went into the shisim, the pipe that went down under the mizbeach into the tahom. Shu nokuv kamin chotem dak shayayim mekaleach v'yotzim bo v'hu anisach. They had, what's it called, the wine went into there when they poured wine, and the water went into there when they poured water. Shapamachas nosach al raglav lo irat shlochis l'toch hasafla. He didn't pour from the, what's it called, from the pitcher into the, what's it called, into the mizbeach, into the bowl that went into the hole of the mizbeach down underneath the mizbeach into the tahom. The shofar chamayim, right, poured on his feet. Lefi shahayet tzeduki ve'ino modu b'nisuch hamayim. He didn't believe in the whole inyan nisuch hamayim. It's not something that's mentioned beferish in the Torah, and the tzedukim didn't believe in Torah shebal peh, and nisuch hamayim is halacha lo mashmi sinai, only with a hint in the Torah. So they all stoned him besrogeyim. Lomeli lemisne besrogeyim. Who cares that they stoned them with esrogim? Whatever they stoned them with. which lechatchila is b'shachris. Okay, Tanya, Reb Shimba Yochai Omer, min ayin l'tomid shel bein arba'im shetown shnei gezuri etzim b'shnei kohanim. How do you know that tomid shel bein arba'im, one kohen doesn't bring both gezirim, but you need two separate kohanim, each one bringing the extra logs that have to go on the mizbeach aside from the bonfire? Shneamar, the orchu etzim. Right, it says by the korban ola, which the Torah korban tam was an ola, v'orchu etzim al ha'esh. They, plural, should put wood on the in addition to the bonfire. So they is two kohanim, and etzim is two gzirim. Imeinu inu v'tamid shal shachar d'chsiv ubir aleh kohen etzim aboker. Even though it's said by the tamid shal shachar, right? But it can't be talking about that because it already said by Tavit Shal Shachar Ubir Aleha Kohen Eitzim. One Kohen adds the extra two. So by Tavit Shal Shachar, you have one Kohen bringing the extra two. So why does it say again V'orchu HaKohanim, right? Plural. So it must be that one's talking about the Tavit Shal Bein Arbayim. There you need two Kohanim who bring the two Gzirim.
So
there it says baboker. So baboker, it's kohen, and the one that says va'orchu hakohanim is talking about bein arbayim. So tenuinu l'tomid shel bein arbayim. So Mara says, let's see Rashi first. No Rashi, okay. Ve'ema idi v'idi v'tomid shel shachar. Right, maybe both of them are talking about tomid shel shachar. V'omer Rachmana Ovid, v'hadar Ovid. Right? Maybe the Torah said, do twice. Once one Kohen should bring two Eitzim, and then another two Hakukohan should bring other Eitzim. Maybe it means in the morning you bring four Eitzim. The Torah says in Kain, Neima Kro Ubir, Ubir. Right? Let it say the same thing twice, not V'orchu Eitzim. Should have said Ubir HaKohen, and then Ubiaru HaKohanim. Right? Should say the same Lashon to tell me it's the same thing again. Do it again. The fact that changed the lashon, one's talking about Tomit Shal Shachar, and one was talking about Tomit Shal Bein Horbay. Rashi, Ikosav Zonos. The Torah Gemara says, Ikosav Rachman Ubir Havi Amina Chad in Trei Lo. Kamash Malon the Navid Chad the Navid Trei. Okay, this is the Girsa here is very very difficult. Rashi changes the Girsa, and the Bach has on the side. What's it called? That Rashi's girsa was ve'ema the navid chad the navid trei. See how Rashi learns it. Where's the Rashi? Ve'ema the navid chad. It's not the girsa we have in the Gemara. The girsa of the Gemara is almost impossible to understand. So if Rashi has a different girsa, it's the following. This is the girsa. Kohen echad yisader shnei gzirim baboker. Maybe the pasuk would mean like this: that one kohen should masader the two logs in the morning. The chsivu bir aleha kohen. The navid trei shuv. The Yaviu Shnei Kohanim Lasso Shnei Gzireim Old Baboker Tilsiv Orchu Shnei. And then, this is what we said before, that we would think that another two Kohanim should bring two other things in the morning. So Mora says, then it should say Ubir Ubiru Yichtov Shneim B'loshen Echad. If it's talking about the same Talmid, and you're doing it first with one Kohen, and then two other Kohanim bring two more Gzirim, should he use the same Lashon Ubir? And then say Ubiaru. Now I know that it's an addition. The fact that it changed the Lashon, it tells me that it's talking about a different Tomid. The first one's talking about Tomid Shal Shachar, where it says Baboker, Baboker. And the second one, Va'orchu HaKohanim, which is talking about two Kohanim with the two Gzirim, that's talking about Tomid Shal Bein Arbayim. Versus Imke Nemakro Ubiaru, Ubiaru. Inomi v'orach v'orchu, use the same lashon twice. My ubir v'orchu, shmamina. The fact that it changes the lashon, one's from the morning with one kohen and one's for the afternoon with two kohanim. Shmamina. Kidikom rinan. Like we said, that the morning is one kohen, the afternoon is two kohanim. Tani rabchia, pious, pamim yud gimel, pamim yud dalid, pamim tezva, pamim tezai. Right, the pious, sometimes you had a pious for 13 avodas, that's a normal every day. Sometimes 14, sometimes 15, sometimes 16. Depends with these extra things in the Mishnah. The 9 every day had 4 more added is 13. If you had 10, it's 14. If you had 11, it's 15. If you had 12, it's 16. V'atanya Yud Zayin, there's 17. How's it shy of 17? Hahi Delo Kreb Elozer Ben Yaakov Ela Kreb Yehuda. Right? Rashi, Pamim Yud Gimel Kohanim Osukim Avodas Tomik and Isnam Asnisa Pai Sheni Yud Gimel Kohanim Zochimbo. The regular day was 13 Kohanim. In addition to the 9 from Halacha Sevarim and onward, there was another 4. Pamim Yud Dalet Bechag Biyav Echad Shlochi Shomayim. 14 was what's it called when it was Cholamoy Tzukas. You had Nisuch Hamayim. Pamim Tesva B'Shabbos. On Shabbos you had what's it called 15 because you had the Lechem Aponim. And Pamim Shishos or B'Shabbos Lechag. Shabbos Cholamoy Tzukas, you had 16. Hochi Garcin of Hatanya Shivasar. Ahud Lok Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Ela Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rashi's Girsa. Not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but rather like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Hahutana Islay Old Kohen Echad Hamale Ivorim Minakevish Lamizbeah. The Kohen, the Tana who said 17, counted the what's it called another Kohen every day that took the Ivorim from the Kevish to the Mizbeah. Right? Nahari Khan Yud Zayin. The Lok Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Ela Kreb Yehuda. The Amar Lohoya Pais Lamachta. Right? Now, that can only be like what's it called, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but like Rabbi Yehuda, who says there wasn't an extra pious for the Machta. Right? He held there was two pious, one for the Ketoris, one for the Machta. Okay? The Al-Korchach Lesley to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Right? Bikdim Kain, Botzi Lahu Paisas, Kedamrin Lael. He can't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because otherwise there was less paisas. Then you'd have to make the pious up. If you hold like what's it called, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you have to make up the pious with the machta. Like we said before, either you hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov or you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Either there was another kohen for the machta, then there wasn't a kohen who brought the things minakevish l'mizbeach, or there was a kohen who brought it minakevish l'mizbeach and there wasn't an extra one for the machta. If somebody would hold both like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and then like Rabbi Yehuda, there would be an extra pious 14 every day, not 13. The Anisha Matia b'lashon of Sacheros v'yef shel Amida. Right? Rashi says there are other gear cells. We'll see in a second. Tosfos says a different gear cell here, and Rashi I can't say it. The Iashma Inan lay the Rabbi Yehuda lo haya pious l'machta. Right, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda would hold, there wasn't a pious for the machta. Lo shaminin le da'omer lohoya kohen l'machta. But even Rabbi Yehuda, who says there wasn't a pious for the machta, but there was a kohen who had the other machta, right? The first kohen did the ktoris, and he turned to the guy next to him and he said, "You do the machta." So it wasn't a pious for the machta. Before we were talking about how many pious there were. Then we had to say that Rabbi Yehuda held there wasn't a pious for the machta, but there was another kohen. Here we're talking about how many kohanim there were, so there was another kohen, right? Ela harehu omer kohen shezocha b'ktoris omer lezeh sheomiretz lo zechei mi b'machta. So Rabbi Yehuda would what's it called would hold that there was a kohen for the machta. So you have to count that kohen. There wasn't a pious for the machta, but there was another kohen who did it. So if you're counting Kohanim, that coin goes into the cloud. Avo Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov shamin and laid the Amar lo haya kohen lahalos evar mikevish l'veach. Avo hein atzman shehelum lekevish reymai l'sveach. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov not only holds there wasn't another pious who brings the evarim from the kevish l'sveach, there wasn't another kohen. The same exact Kohanim who brought them to the kevish brought them to the l'sveach. So when our Gemara says we're talking about how many Kohanim there were, it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, because there was an extra kohen, even though there wasn't a pious, and not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds that there was another kohen who brought it to what's it called, that what's it called, Mandi Omar, what's it called, says 17, right, would have to hold like what's it called, both Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbi Yehuda. So that Mandi Omar would say 17. Our Mishnah, who holds, says only 16 is the most, holds not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. And Tosus says, no, if the Girsa is Eino Lok Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov and not like Rebbe Yehuda. Neither of them. The one that says 16. And that's why you don't have a 17th one. And it's only talking about Kohanim that because of a pious. Here also, even though it's not mentioning this, the total number of Kohanim, it's talking about the total number of Kohanim that you needed to choose by a pious. So then, the only way you can get 16, right, and not 17, is if you hold not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and not like Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold like both of them, you get 17. Okay. Go on. Ayil Kari Vachadasar, an ayil was brought with 11 Kohanim. Habasar Bechamisha, right, the Basar with 5 Kohanim. Hakirbayim Vahasolis Vahayayin Bishne Masar. And the what's it called? 5. The Kirbayim Solis and Yayin Bishnayim, Shnayim, by each one 2. So that's what's called Kirbayim with 2, Solis with 2, and Yayin with 2 is 6. 6 and 5 is 11. The par, Ratzagurashi, Abasar Bechamisha, Kekevis HaTamid. The Tamid was a Kevis, a smaller animal. An Ayil is a bigger animal. So the Kevis had 5 for its the main Evarim, right? But the Solis by an Ayil was also more. The solus by an ayah was shnei esronim, so you need 2 kohanim. By the keves was isar and echad. Okay, so therefore you have extra kohanim by the ayah than by the and the kirbayim of the ayah was also weighed more, so you need 2 kohanim rather than 1. Okay. Par kari beesrim viarboa. Par was even bigger, a bull, so it needed more kohanim to bring it. There were 24 kohanim. Harosh v'haregel, right? Harosh v'echod haregel b'shnayim, right? The rosh 1 kohen brought, and the regel 2 kohanim. And there's a shaila in the Rishonim what that means, that they divided the regel into 2, and each kohen brought a half a regel, or they carried together. That's a shaila. The ha'ukitz v'haregel. Now you have the tail and the other leg. Ha'ukitz b'shnayim v'haregel b'shnayim. Another 4. Hechaza v'hagora, hechaza be'echad v'hagora b'shlosha. Okay, the hechaza was with 1 kohen and the gora was with 3 kohanim. The because the gora had connected to it a lot of the inside evorim. We said before the reos, the lave, whatever. Shtei yodayim b'shnayim u'shtei defanos b'shnayim. The 2 hands. The front feet with 2, and the 2 defanos with 2. Hakirbayim vasolis vahayayin b'shlosha shlosha. The kirbayim here need 3 because they were extra heavy, more than the ayil and much more than the kevis. The solis needed 3 because it was 3 esronim. Each kohen carried 1 isara. And the same thing goes with what's it called yayin was extra. For the nisuch, what's it called, nisuch ayayin, the nisachim of a par is more than an ayil, and the ayil more than the kedis. Mar says b'medvar ma'morim b'karbanos sibur. All of this is only talking about karbanos sibur. Aval b'karban yachid imratzel v'hakrib makrib. If any kohen wants to bring it all himself, he can. You don't have to have dafka different kohanim doing it. Have sheitam v'nituchan shel elu v'elu shavim, but hefshe v'nituach of both the carbon sibur and the carbon yachid were equal. To Rashi, hasola shnei esronim hoy v'shnei kohanim. B'medvarim when do boyin kohani kohanim lechol behema ubein and pious. When do we say that you need all these kohanim and you need a pious to decide? That's carbonos sibur, but not carbonos yachid. Imratzel ha'akriv kohen yachidi es hakol below pious. Do it without a pious, and one kohen can do the whole thing himself. And some hold, no, even a Korban Yochid, they had many Kohanim doing it, except they need a pious. That not. Anybody who wanted to do it can do it himself. Didn't have to have a pious. But the number was the same. Hefshet and Nituach and Shaltzibur Shiyochid, the Hefshet and Nituach of both Korbanos Sibur and Korbanos Yochid, Shavim, Lios, Ksher, and Bazar. They're both equal insofar that a Zar can skin the animal, take off the hide, and cut up the pieces. You don't need a kohen to do that. V'hachim mefarshim gemara. So gemara explains. Tana hefsheitam v'nituchim shavim bizar. What it means that they're equal means they're equal. They both can be done by a zar. Omra Chizkiya, Minayin Lehefshef in Tuach Sheshova Bizar. How do you know that a czar can skin the animal and cut the pieces, butcher the animal up into the pieces? Shenemar v'nosnu b'nei Aaron HaKohen Eishalam Hizbeach. Nesinash Eish b'ay Kahuna, Hefshef in Tuach l'b'ay Kahuna. Where do you need Kohanim? From the putting the Eish on the Mizbeach and onward, when the pieces are ready to be burnt. But before they're ready to be burnt, meaning when they're being skinned and being cut up, you don't need Kohanim.